If you had one shot or one opportunity, it's everything you ever wanted in one moment. Did you capture it? Just let it slip.
Yo.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti, he's nervous, but on the surface he looks calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd goes so loud, he opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking how? Everybody's choking now. The clock's run out, time's up, over, loud. Snap back to reality, oh, there goes gravity. Oh, there goes gravity, choke. He's so mad, but he won't give up, daddy. He knows he won't have it, he knows. His own back that he's broke, it don't matter, he's dope. He knows that, but he's broke. He's so sad that he knows when he goes back to this mobile home. That's when it's back to the lab again, yo. This old rhapsody better go back to this moment.
Standing in the hall of fame, yeah. As the world's gonna know your name.
Not miss a chance to blow. This opportunity comes up for a lifetime.
In the first place, yeah. As the world's gonna know your name.
Not miss a chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime.
Escaping through this hole that is gaping. This world is mine for the taking. Make me king as we move toward a new world order. A normal life is boring, but superstardom close to postmortem. It only grows harder, homie grows hotter. He blows, it's all over, these holes is all on him. Coast to coast shows, he's known as the Globetrotter. Lonely road, God only knows he's grown farther. From home, he's no father. He goes home and barely knows his own daughter. Behold the nose, cause here goes the cold water. These hoes don't want him no more, he's cold product. They moved on to the next mode who flows. He knows over, so nada. And so the soap opera is told, it unfolds. I suppose it's old partner, but the beat goes on. Change what you call rage. Tear this motherfucking roof off like shoot off cage. I was playing in the beginning, the mood all changed. I've been chewed up and spit out and booed off stage. But I kept rhyming and stepped right in the next cipher. Best believe somebody's paying the Pied Piper. All the pain inside amplified by the fact that I can't get by with my 9 to 5. And I can't provide the right cipher. Life for my family, cause man, these goddamn food stamps don't buy diapers. And it's no movie, there's no Mekhi Pfeiffer. This is my life and these times are so hard. And it's getting even harder trying to feed and water my seed plus. See the thought I caught it between being a father and a prima donna. Baby mama drama screaming on it too much for me to want to stand one spot. Another damn monotony gotten me to the point I'm like a snail. I've got to formulate a plot or end up in jail or shot. Success is my only motherfucking option. Failure's not. Mama love you, but this trail has got to go. I cannot grow old and sail and fly. So here I go with my shot. Feet fail me not. This may be the only opportunity that I got.
Opportunity comes up for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And the world.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the 9th anniversary of RAWF. This is RAWF Radiversary live from Cleveland, Ohio. Of course, we were in two locations right now. The RAWF Hall of Fame ceremony ongoing right now over at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And then, of course, the card tonight is here at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Sorry, I'm thinking ahead. I was thinking ahead there for a second. But at any rate, so I bring on my wonderful co-host, the lovable luchador himself. Ladies and gentlemen, El Vacant is here. Good evening, El Vacant.
Good evening, my good friend. ¿Cómo está?
I'm doing wonderful, thank you. Wow, a new tuxedo tonight. Talk about this one. This one's quite shocking, I must say.
I just say, you know, normally I go with the classic powder blue because, you know, it's the classic. But, you know, last night that purple suit that the POG was wearing inspired me, so I decided to get this fancy, nice, deep burgundy maroon one going on.
I like it. It's definitely a good color on you, I think. I will prefer that over your powder blue any days. But at any rate, it's a big night tonight. El Vacant, as you know, we have a big card. We'll go over that in just a moment. But, of course, more people being inducted into the RAWF Hall of Fame tonight. We will get to that in a little bit. Last night and yesterday, we inducted D's, Dungeons and Dragons, and Maeve O'Hare. They are all now brand new RAWF Hall of Famers. Two more people will join them tonight, and we will have those inductions right here at Radiversary. So let's talk about the card for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It is going to be epic. You have in the main event for the World Heavyweight Championship, the Immortal Griffith taking on Strangleheart. And we've talked quite a bit about this matchup over the last 2 weeks. We've heard from both competitors right here on the RAWF radio network. Now the hour has come for the Immortal Griffith to defend against Strangleheart. Strangle's record is better than most against the Immortal Griffith. A lot of people we'd have some questions just because usually their record is almost, it's really hard for them. Like say if it was the Teflon Sheik, we'd be saying, oh, this one's an easy one for Griff tonight, easy night. Not so much with Strangleheart. I mean, am I wrong, El Vacant, or does it?
No, I don't think you're wrong at all. I think Strangleheart has shown recently that he's here to do business, right? He's hungry. He wants to prove something. And on the contrary, I don't know. I've been getting this feeling out of our, you know, champ there that I don't know that he's hungry anymore. How he's very driven by things, right? He's driven by, he needs a goal. He needs to prove something. He needs drive, and I don't think he has one right now. So I got to tell you, for the first time ever, I'm betting against him. I think Strangleheart's going to win.
Wow. All right. You believe Strangleheart may become the new RAWF World Heavyweight Champion.
That is counter to what I said last night, but I was really thinking about it last night. We were out and about, and I started thinking about, like, I was going back, you know, so I could do commentary. I was going back to old tapes and looking at this last, this whole season, this whole month. And yeah, it just struck me, like, the difference in the two men this last month.
I mean, I can't disagree with you. I can't disagree with you. There is no doubt that Strangleheart is the most driven I've ever seen him in his RAWF career over the last 2 months. And so, you know, it isn't the first time that we've seen somebody do this, you know, just all of a sudden out of nowhere decide, hey, I'm going to really start working out. I'm really going to start training and scouting and winning and make their way to the top in a short period. If anybody can do it, I think Strangleheart has the ability.
And on the flip side of that, it's also not the first time we've seen Mr. Ego Man over there coast.
I mean, that is true. That is true. Other than his last world, his title reign before this, I mean, his first five title reigns were one and done. So, but it wasn't. It won't be the case this time, obviously, because he retained at Immortal. But who knows? We shall see what happens there. Of course, Griffith also defending two other championships tonight: the Triple Crown Championship and the Ultimate Gauntlet. We'll talk about that in a moment. Two of RAWF's finest, and I mean, if I were to make a Mount Rushmore of RAWF, I would think that, you know, Griff, Mithras, and Paragon would be three of the four, possibly, and I think Mithras and Paragon facing off for the heart and soul of RAWF at Rataversary on the nine-year anniversary of RAWF is very apropos. Who do you see walking away as the heart and soul of RAWF tonight?
It's really hard to bet against Mithras at any time, but I think it's going to be a really good match. Right now, my gut is telling me it's probably going to be Paragon. To be honest, I don't. And I don't know why. I can't put anything. It's just a gut feeling.
Interesting. You're so far. El Vacan has predicted. Easy for me to say. A new world champion and a new Platinum Dragon champion. All right. What about the national championship? Eva versus Denzel the Giant.
I think Eva's on a roll. I don't think anyone's going to stop her right now.
I can't disagree with that. Denzel's got his work cut out for him tonight.
Well, he'll probably do some voodoo creepy stuff at him, and he'll just fall down.
STB and Strangleheart for the men's championship. That one should be a classic, to be honest with you. I think this is an evenly matched contest between two people that, you know, that are extremely... cerebral in their approaches. Who do you like, STB or Strangleheart, when that men's championship's on the line tonight?
If Strangleheart wasn't also in the main event, I'd say he'd win this. But I think he's going to need to conserve himself for the main event. And that being said, he's going to have less he's going to be able to put into this match with STB. I think that's going to make it a really tight fight. I think this is, as they would say in the betting industry, this is a pick'em fight. Like, it doesn't, it's 50-50. It could go either way.
I do. I agree with you. I think that one's going to be one of the better matchups on the card. Simply the Best and Strangleheart for the men's championship. Tigress defends her estrogen title against Eva. We just mentioned how the streak Eva's on, the momentum she has right now. Does she have enough momentum to dethrone the feline estrogen champion?
Does she? Yes. The question is does she have the ability to get past the tenacity of the current champion? But I my money would be on Eva tonight.
All right, predicting Eva to go 2-for-2 in her big matches tonight. Maeve O'Hare defending the Midnight Hobo Championship against fellow Hall of Famer, now that they've both been officially inducted, Deez. And that one is going to be another classic matchup, and I do believe Deez has the motivation to dethrone Maeve. But what do you think?
I think it's going to be a really good match. But I'm looking at who she's been defending this belt against lately. And she's been consistently keeping this belt against names that have consistently beaten D's. So I like the transitive property of victory implies she's going to win.
Agreed. It's interesting. Fun, fast fact, if you will. 2 years ago at Radiversary, these two also squared off that time for the FUBAR City Championship that was held at that time by D's. D's was victorious over Maeve 2 years ago at Radiversary in that FUBAR City title match. But it was not long after that that Maeve won the Midnight Hobo title for the first time. It was a couple few months after that. But these two have that do have some history at Radiversary 2 years ago. The Hawkster Bully defending the FUBAR City Championship against Uber Vegan TPO. Now, TPO, when I look back at the history of RAWF, TPO's, you know, he's been pretty solid in his RAWF career. I wouldn't say he's been upper echelon, but he's always been tried to keep himself in the title picture. Do you think he can wrest that FUBAR City Championship away from the Hawkster, who seems to have a death grip on it as of late?
Do I think he has the skill to do it? Yes. I absolutely do, and I mean, I would be interesting to see him win a title in RAWF. I would enjoy that. I don't think he's going to get past Hawkster tonight.
Well, we will see out in the streets of FUBAR City. Nothing like a FUBAR City title match in FUBAR City. Triple Crown Championship, the Immortal Griffith, defending against fellow Hall of Famer Knox Boogie and the Ninja Starshot. And this one's an interesting matchup. You've got Knox Boogie, he's a Hall of Famer, a two-time Triple Crown champion in his own right, and then Starshot, who has kind of like come out of nowhere over the last couple months and made himself a force to be reckoned with in RAWF. But then, of course, you have the Immortal Griffith, the champion himself. I mean, this one's going to be interesting, to say the least. Who do you like?
Again, normally I'd say Griffith, but, you know, with the same reasons I brought up with the other match, you got an up-and-comer who's really fired up, you've got another Hall of Famer, and you've got a guy who seems to be resting on his laurels. So, I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I honestly think it's... Like, is he capable of winning the match? Absolutely. Now there's non-zero chance him hearing me say these things might piss him off, and that might change everything. But if it doesn't, I have no idea who's going to win the match, to be honest with you. I think Starshot's the hungriest of the three. I think getting past both Griffith and Knox Boogie is a hell of a task. That's asking a lot. I honestly suspect what's going to happen here is a retention due to nothing done.
Okay. All right. I could be. Could very well be. It should be. We'll keep an eye on that during the week. Multimedia Championship will be online. Kane the Governor and the Teflon Sheik. You know, this one intrigues me just because I know when Sheik wants to, Sheik is the streak ender, he likes to call himself, or, you know, end the streak, hashtag end the streak. Sheik would love to end Kane the Governor's pretty long multimedia title reign here, but Kane has been stepping his game up. He's very proud of holding the multimedia title, which of course is the oldest title that we have here in RAWF. It was the first one ever awarded in RAWF, and so Kane is very proud of holding that title right now. Who do you like, Kane or the Teflon Sheik?
Look, every single time I've bet against Kane, I have been wrong, so I'm going with Kane simply because I hate the other guy. I mean, because Kane has done such a wonderful job at retaining his title.
All right. I there's no doubt about I'm rooting for Kane the Governor. However, I would not be shocked if Sheik somehow squirmed his way.
Sheik loves to play spoiler, right? Like I think it's his race on pick. Like that's the thing in his cold, black, twisted heart that gives him the only joy in this world is playing spoiler. So, and this is an opportunity for him to do that.
All right, another classic matchup. This one for the Powerball title: Mithras versus STB. We're talking about two former world champions. And then, you know, Mithras has been a fine Powerball champion. There's no doubt about it. But STB has a history of upsets as of late. And is, you know, he's tough. He's won the World Heavyweight Championship here in RAWF, so you can't knock his ability. Does he have what it takes to unseat Mithras tonight for that Powerball Championship?
I mean, does he? Sure. He is certainly skilled. Mithras himself has said so. Like, you know, even he has said that, you know, Simply the Best is an incredible mat technician. I don't think he's going to. And it's weird. I feel bad because it seems like I never choose STB to win. And I know he's very talented. I do, you know, I make fun of the name, but, you know, I make fun of lots of things. But I do think he's very talented. I just don't feel like he's going to win this bout tonight. Now, look, saying that, if he pulls it out, I'm not going to be shocked. I'm not going to be over here going, oh, Mosdio, what happened? I never see that coming. Can I see a world where he walks away with that belt? I absolutely can. I just think, you know, like Doctor Strange, you know, it's like, oh, I looked at all the futures and only one in 742 million does he win his belt.
Yeah, I agree. But an intriguing matchup nonetheless. Mithras versus
STP. Like my pop culture reference?
Yes, I do. I loved it. It was awesome. The Delahan, Marcus Conan, challenges Wildfire for the White Lightning Championship. The first time in several months that neither Chris Cage or Mithras, the title machine, are involved in the White Lightning Championship match.
Yeah, it feels
match.
Broken, doesn't it?
What's that?
Broken, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's weird. But Marcus Conan, the Delahan, challenging Wildfire, and Marcus has... Ever since what happened at Immortal, whatever this hold that Eva has on him as of late, has seemed to lift him up a bit as far as his rankings and his ability. He's got the Superstars Championship, and I do believe he's the After Hours Champion at this point. So he's on a roll right now, and he could add a third belt tonight. What do you think about Wildfire versus Marcus Conan?
I think it's very likely that he's going to win a third belt. I do. I just think he's going to win. And again, that's no shot at Wildfire. I think she's an incredibly talented wrestler. You know, she took that title when no one thought she was going to. I just think that she's going to – I just don't think she's going to be prepared for this new and, I won't say improved, but different Conan.
I hate to agree with you on this, but I kind of do. I kind of think that Wildfire may have her hands way too full tonight with the Delahan in the electrified steel cage. We shall find out. There it is. All right. Champions Choice Championship. This one's already fun. You know, right now, if you've been watching the feeds, Joe Boo and Judge are already jawing at each other. Joe Boo trying to spur Judge into making that match and starting it. But the truth is, Judge can start that Champions Choice Championship match anytime he wants during this week. Joe Boo needs to be around when that happens if he wants an opportunity at the Champions Choice Championship, because Judge will put a 30-minute time limit on, giving Joe Boo only a half hour to get to the ring. And, you know, Joe Boo could be asleep at that point in his hotel room. He could be out having dinner, you know, or, you know, it's going to be interesting to see when exactly Judgment hits the bell. He's going to have to try to figure out Joe Boo's schedule, if you will, and when Joe Boo's not around, if he wants to be victorious. What's your thoughts on this whole Champions Choice championship match, El Vegan?
I think it's genius, to be honest. Like you said, it is one of the more interesting challenges we've seen. I think it's feast or famine for Joe Boo, right? Like, either he's around and he gets to fight, or he's not around and he doesn't get to fight, right? I think it's pure genius. And, you know, and I think Joe Boo's doing the only thing he can do in this situation, which is try and goad Judgment into starting the match on his terms as opposed to on Judgment's terms.
Yeah, and I don't think Judge is going to be baited so easily. I think Jobu's going to have to find a crafty way, or just get lucky and be around when Judgment finally does
the
hit that button.
The puppet master, not the puppet.
That's true. Very true. All right. Second. All right. And next up, we have Tigress versus the Unsettled Chris Cage for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship. That one should be a good one. Cage, of course, going into the Hall of Fame here in just a few moments. He's taking on Tigress, Hatfield and McCoy. Who do you like?
It's hard to go against Tigress on this one.
Yeah, I kind of agree. At the same time, it's hard for me to bet against Chris Cage because you never know what he's going to pull off. One of the reasons he is a Hall of Famer is he pulls off a lot of upsets for championships. I mean, let's face it, he's tied for the longest reigning national champion, and he's been a 3-time White Lightning champion, among other things. So Hatfield McCoy, I could certainly see him walking away over Tigress tonight. We shall see. Yeah,
I could see it. You're not wrong. He does. He's really good at upsets. Like, he seems to win the matches that no one seems he should win. Right.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, like,
exactly.
You know, it's the more you think he shouldn't win the match, almost more likely that he will. Shit. So I have to change my pick now. Damn it. Or would that undo it? Because I pick him, now it's not unlikely, so he won't upset. So I feel like I mess up whatever happens, whatever I say here.
it should be a very interesting matchup. Two top athletes battling it out for the Hatfield and McCoy Championship. Now, we've talked about Griff. You think he's not focused, or you think he's not exactly in the groove right now, but he's also got one of his most hated rivals, I would dare to say, squaring off for the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. Claymore ran the gauntlet, earned a title shot for the Ultimate Gauntlet Championship. This is the second month in a row that Griff's had to defend this title. This time he does it against Claymore, who, fair enough, he thrashed in the main event at Immortal 9. But we're a month later, and Griff's changed a bit since then. Who do you say winning in this one?
Same thing I said in the other matches. I think it depends on whether he shows up. If he's the same guy who's been coasting all month, I think he loses this belt too.
I don't know. I think he's more you would think he'd be more motivated to defend the world title, but I think of all the three matchups he's got tonight, that one might be the most motivation because he really does not like Claymore. He really does not want to see Claymore get any gold off of him. I think maybe Griff would try. I think if what you're saying is true, I think of the three matchups, Griff may be more determined in that one than the other two. But that's just my opinion.
Completely feasible that you're correct.
But we will get Griff's take on what we've been saying here in just a little bit. All right. Swords and Scimitars, the tag team champions, lock horns with Marquise DeSade and DeGiant, and Denzel DeGiant, DeSade and DeGiant. This team has been hanging around for quite a while. They've been waiting for an opportunity. They've been working hard, but Swords and Scimitars just seem unbeatable as a combination right now. Can DeSade and DeGiant become the new tag team champions tonight at Rataversary and end this record reign of Swords and Scimitars?
Could they? Sure. Are they going to? No.
I see this one. They're going to have to pick their spots. Let's put it this way. They've got to be more cerebral than they ever had before. And I faced Marquis DeSade in the ring last week on Superstars. He is a very cerebral athlete. He's very cunning, and when he wants to, he's actually very vocal. Denzel, of course, big, strong, mammoth guy. They're a good combination. I've seen them perform pretty well. That tag division, they have fared very well in a very tough RAWF tag division. I could see them pulling the upset. Matter of fact, I'm predicting it right now. Decide and DeGiant over Swords and Scimitars. We will have two new tag team champions.
Right, there you go. Well, you heard it here first. Someone thinks of, you know, someone thinks the streak breaker streak is going to break.
Either that or I just jinxed them. We will find out. All right, the Anything Goes Championship will be on the line tonight. We mentioned last night we needed a match to finish. That match did finish. The unsealed Chris Cage will defend the is defending the Anything Goes Championship against the Brick City Bod, Liam O'Shaughnessy. So Liam, in the last minute, gets himself a title match at Radiversary. Good luck to them. Oh, and I will... I'll let the Cougar announce what the tips are on that match when she comes on here in just a little bit. Speaking of Cougs, she is involved in a very interesting tag team match. The Feral Beast, which is the first wave of Anarchy the Cougar, and Beast will be taking on Mark Caliber and Aaron McFadden in a rock and roll carnival tag team match.
What does that even mean?
I'm not sure, but I'm sure they'll all figure it out. Other match the Powerball Invitational Tournament. The Razor, the Powerball GM, went back and looked at for all the active former Powerball champions, put them in a tournament to see who would win. It's not for the title, but it is for 500 wrestler bucks, and it's quite the list. Of some of the best in RAWF, I must say. Let's take a look here. I have that list somewhere. There it is. So this is and it ended up being an even 16 people, oddly enough. So it was an even tournament. There'll be no buys. It's Mithras the Title Machine, Money Sue, the Immortal Griffith, Uncle Frank, Sean Hitman Hurd, Redneck Avenger, Paragon of Greatness, Killer Neptune, Teflon Sheik, Tigress, Mark Caliber, The Cougar, Papa Shaker, Simply the Best, Raven the Enchanted, and Wildfire, all competing in that 16-man tournament to determine who, well, I don't know if it's the ultimate Powerball champion, but certainly they'll walk away with some bragging rights and 500 wrestler bucks. I'm not even going to ask you who you'd predict in that, because that one is impossible.
I predict chaos. That's what I predict.
That is absolute chaos. We had a FUBAR City Street Fight between Miss Beautifatel and Buckshot. And a couple of challenge matches as Hall of Famer Dev takes on Blake Effin Bradley. And then last night, Lady Vex, who I thought was just showing up to help induct Maeve O'Hara into the Hall of Fame last night, challenged me to an impromptu match tonight at Radiversary. The last time I met her in the ring was at Immortal 8 in Chicago in front of her hometown folks. Tonight we're in my hometown of FUBAR City, so we'll see how that works out. I'm hoping Vex has some ring rust on her. It
would be nice for you.
Yeah, it would be nice for me. So, yeah, that's interesting. All right, so that is the card. And there were some very other interesting rankings matches. The entire card, of course, is up at RAWF headquarters at Radiversary. All right. So before we get into Hall of Fame, let's go over some Radiversary history, if we will. Did you know, El Vacant, the very first Radiversary is actually one of the youngest pay-per-views we have. Radiversary, we didn't start that until 2016. So it was like 2 years in that it began. The first Radiversary was May 29th, which was today is May 29th, of 2016. So exactly 6 years ago. Back then, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse was the Quicken Loans Arena. The main event was Godfather Turner taking on Lady Catherine, defending the World Heavyweight Championship. Lady Catherine won the title from Godfather Turner that night. Other interesting matchups of note, the Paragon of Greatness retained his Triple Crown Championship against Prestige and some guy named Flash. That name does not, I don't recall. Redneck Avenger was Fubar C champion. He successfully defended that against Gondrick Mandevil. Of course, Apex were tag team champions. They took on Foment, which was the Paragon of Greatness and Wildfire. I do believe retained the titles that night. I had a Fubar City Street Fight over against Jake the Crusher Bagwell, Mr. State Farm himself. And those were the highlights from the very first Radiversary. The second ever Radiversary, 2017. It was, let's see here, the Wild-Eyed Yeti defeated Michaela Doom to win the World Heavyweight Championship. The Immortal Griffith defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against Raven the Enchanted. It was also one of the many times that the Immortal Griffith and the Paragon of Greatness squared off, this time for the Men's Championship. Let's see. Mithras, a Midnight Hobo title defense against John the Revelator. Judgment was multimedia champion. He successfully defended that against Evil Angel Page. Paragon of Greatness was White Lightning champion, but he took on Mordred Nightwalker that night. Money Sue was Powerball champion. He defended that against Neil. I do believe he lost it to Neil that night. And Judgment, of course, was Champion's Choice champion. He defended that title against the Immortal Griffith that evening. This was in the early days of the Champion's Choice championship. Next up, 2018. And, of course, all of these cards were here in Cleveland, here in Pooh Bar City. But in the main event, 2018, it was the Paragon of Greatness defending the championship against the World Heavyweight Championship against the Immortal Griffith. And I want to take a look here. And he actually he successfully defended against the Immortal Griffith that night. So, let's see. Nox Boogie was Platinum Dragon champion. He defended that against Judgment. National champion was Bruce the Shark, not Killer Neptune, Bruce the Shark, the actual Bruce the Shark, defended that against the Wild-Eyed Yeti. The Immortal Griffith was the men's championship was on the line, the Immortal Griffith versus the Wild-Eyed Yeti. Yeti, of course, is also an REWF Hall of Famers. Dev was Estrogen champion that night, defended that against Sophia Nightwalker. Dev was also Fubar City champion and took on Uncle Frank. I do believe Uncle Frank won it from her that night. Mithras defended the Midnight Hobo Championship against Uncle Frank. It was a big night for Frank. And Judgment was multimedia champion. He defended that against the Beardy that night. So, let's see. Hall of Famers all over this card. There was a 32-1 challenge final between Vex and the Paragon of Greatness. Parking lot brawl between Anton Dare and someone named Espiritu Del Dragon. I have no idea. There was a Moose Jaw street fight between Luigi Mario. Gosh, miss Luigi. Miss Luigi a lot. Where has Luigi gone? He took on Killer Neptune in a Moose Jaw street fight that evening. So that was it in 2018. In 2019, real quick, the main event at Radiversary in 2019 was Uncle Frank defending the World Heavyweight Championship against the Great Red Dragon. There's another one we kind of miss around here, the Great Red Dragon, although we did hear from him a few weeks ago. The Immortal Griffith defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against Luke Cage. Pennywise defended the national title against Killer Neptune. Paragon of Greatness took on Teflon Sheik in a men's championship match. Dev took on Bubs, two more Hall of Famers going at it for the Estrogen title. Uncle Frank was a Fubar City champion. He defended that against Buckshot. Mithras was Midnight Hobo champion. He defended that against TPO. Paragon was multimedia champion. He defended that against Revy Gibson. Powerball championship, the Battle of the Brothers, Killer Neptune took on Paragon of Greatness. Nox Boogie took on Tigress in a Supreme Fighter championship match. Dungeons and Dragons, the brand new Hall of Fame tag team, took on Oil Money for the tag team championship. Oil Money defeated them that night for the tag team titles. Simply the Best was Champion's Choice champion. He defended that against Money Sue. And this is when we had the Grand Slam championship. Hobo Ezekiel took on Uncle Frank, two more Hall of Famers. So this card was loaded with Hall of Famers in 2019. 2020? Let's see. Mithras defended the World Heavyweight Championship against Deez that night. Two more Hall of Famers in the main event that evening. Mithras also defended the Platinum Dragon Championship against the Great Red Dragon. Lady Vex defended her national title against Hobo Ezekiel. Deez retained his FUBAR-C Championship against Maeve O'Hare. Uncle Frank was Midnight Hobo Champion that night. He defended that against the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Woo! The Immortal Griffith defended the men's title against the Hawkster Bully. And the Unsettled Chris Cage, Triple Crown Champion, defended against the Hawkster Bully and Revy Gibson. And White Lightning Champion, the Unsettled Chris Cage, defended that against Claymore. Jeez, Hall of Fame matchups wherever I look. This is incredible. And that was in 2020. And then last year at 2021 Rataversary, a big night. The Immortal Griffith defended the World Heavyweight Championship against Simply the Best and retained the title that night. Mithras retained the Platinum Dragon Championship against DW. Luke Cage defended the national title against Tigress. Maeve defended the Midnight Hobo Championship against Hobo Ezekiel. Simply the Best defended the FUBAR-C Championship against Deez. Griffith defended the men's title against Hotshot Chaz. Wildfire was the Estrogen champion. I believe she lost it that night to the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar. Hotness were tag team champions, but I do believe they lost it that night to Swords and Scimitars. Triple Crown Championship, Nox Boogie, Dev, and the Paragon of Greatness, three Hall of Famers, went at it there. Rataversary seems to be a huge matchup of Hall of Famers every year, so and tonight was no different, as we've got several matchups tonight between RAWF Hall of Famers. All right, so, wow, that was a mouthful. There have been a lot of Rataversaries. The World Heavyweight Championship has only changed hands twice at Rataversary, Lady Catherine winning it from Godfather Turner at the very first Rataversary. Wild-Eyed Yeti defeated Michaela Doom in 2017 at Rataversary to win his one and only World Heavyweight Championship. So, wow. Tell you what, El Vacan, I think,
you're right there.
I'm all right there. So, we're going to get to the Hall of Fame inductions here in just a few minutes, but let's talk to somebody first, I think. Let's bring on someone who already got their Hall of Fame induction out of the way last night, is now preparing for a huge title defense against a fellow RAWF Hall of Famer. Let's bring on the reigning Midnight Hobo Champion.
I'm all set to go on.
gentlemen, she is not only a first-class lass, she is a new RAWF Hall of Famer. She is the one and only Maeve O'Hare, and look at that, El Vacant, a golden pillow on your knee there. I'm assuming that golden pillow is for Maeve to sit on if she doth want to.
See? That's where I look at it. It's even, like, if you look, it's embroidered right in there. It's embroidered her initials, and then it says HOS.
Well, I mean,
that's for thoughtful of you. I didn't think you were actually going to do something like that. But thank you, Vega.
So, technically, you're the only member of the RAWF NIA fame.
I know some lasses who are going to be jealous.
Oh, my goodness. Maeve, good evening.
Well,
You've had 24 hours to recover from being inducted last night. How you feeling going into this match with Deez tonight?
Exhausted, but excited, and a lot less stressed. So I might have done too much celebrating last night.
Oh, well, that's never good. But then again, I think you're going to be even with Deez because he tends to drink.
I mean,
I say
only go into the Hall of Fame once, but there's a couple of fellas out there that prove that that ain't true.
That's true. That's a good point. There are several of them now. There's five people that have two RAWF Hall of Fame rings out there. But let's talk about this matchup with Deez. Now, I mentioned that this is not your first time with facing Deez for its championship at Radiversary. 2 years ago, it was you squaring off against Deez for the FUBAR City Championship. That outcome did not go in your favor. However, 2 years later, the shoe's on the other foot as he's the one chasing you for a championship. And it's not the FUBAR City title, it's the Midnight Hobo Championship. So it's a bit of a different situation, yet still the same matchup. Do you remember that match from 2 years ago?
I mean, a little bit. I think I ended a bit concussed. I'd forgotten that it had happened, which I think is often the case with FUBAR City matches, just because, I mean, look at what you put yourself through. But yeah, this is a very different situation. I'd much rather talk about last year when I were defending the Midnight Hobo title against Hobo and won. But it is interesting to see how things repeat themselves. I'm very grateful that this year's match is going to be contended entirely inside the arena. Because I don't know if you've noticed this, but the streets out there are particularly filthy.
Hey, we're talking about my hometown here.
Perhaps you should say something to the city council. Disgusting.
And Dublin smells like beer.
And?
Never mind. Anyway, at any rate.
I like the smell of beer. What do you think?
There's only so much of it. I mean, anyways. All right. You're right.
At least we never managed to set our lake on fire twice.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with the lake being on fire.
No. In the wintertime, it's actually nice for roasting marshmallows.
Right.
Look, when you go fishing, the fish come pre-fried. It's okay.
Yes, two heads and all. But anyways... but at any rate, Maeve, big matchup against Deez Knight, Midnight Hobo Championship. You're on an epic run with that title. Would it be a huge disappointment to lose it tonight, and considering the circumstances and to who the opponent is?
I mean, I'm not going to say there's ever a good time to lose a belt, necessarily, especially one that's become so synonymous with myself. But I will say that there's no shame in losing to a fellow Hall of Famer. And I will also say that because another Hall of Famer had a quiet word in me ear about what I was achieving in the rankings, I do have a suspicion that were I to lose the Midnight Hobo title, I might be in the running for something a little more prestigious. So I think that might soothe it just a little bit. Now, that being said, don't get it in your head that I'm going to go out there and throw the match, because I still like having the Midnight Hobo title, and I'm not planning on just giving it away to nobody. But it, in things being equal, tonight would not be the worst night in the world for that to happen. We shall see.
All right. Well, Maeve, good luck to you tonight. And congratulations one more time on becoming a new member of the RAWF Hall of Fame. El Vacant, any final thoughts or questions for lovely Maeve?
Well, first, how's the pillow? Is it good? Is it comfy?
It's very comfortable. I'm impressed that you managed to get this done on such short notice.
I know Mexicans.
It's very nice. I appreciate it. It's quite lovely and very comfortable.
Good. I'm glad you like. So, let's see. Do I have any other questions? Yes, you went celebrating. How come you didn't invite me?
I don't think you would have had much fun.
Oh. I mean, I like celebrations.
All right. You two have fun. Have a seat there, Maeve, if you're a want to.
I do have a question. Have either of you looked in that closet tonight?
Well, no.
You left it in there.
Like, please don't open it while I'm here. It's just a curious question.
No. I. You know what? I'm sure Judgy came back after the show and collected her, and it's fine, and she's not in there. I'm sure.
I agree. Yes, we'll go with that.
We'll go with that.
All right. Thank you, Maeve. Have a seat. And we now go over to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where the next Hall of Fame induction is happening as we speak. Papa Shaker to induct the unsettled Chris Cage. Ladies and gentlemen, the unsettled Chris Cage is a former three-time White Lightning champion and tied for the longest reigning national championship, as well as several other titles here in RAWF. He's been one of the most colorful characters, and I say that because I don't know how else to explain the unsettled one. But he has
often been red.
Very often been red. But he was elected into the RAWF Hall of Fame, and here to induct him is the one and only Papa Shaker.
I know what you're thinking, what you're thinking.
Thank you, LA, and good evening, RAWF. It's my pleasure to present to you your newest inductee to the RAWF Hall of Fame, Class of 2022. In 2018, I found my way into RAWF. Several months in, other than an epic battle with the Sheik and just kind of doing my own thing, I wasn't really invested in the company and what was going on around me, until I found myself watching the promos each week for the unsettled and often unsettling ramblings of one Chris Cage. I have to give him a lot of credit. This heavily written emo character on the verge of homicide one minute and suicide the next, I'm usually very turned off to those, but he somehow drew me in and held my attention for months on end. before I knew it, I was banking on this guy to be a big hitter in REWF, and I was right. To date, he's been a champion over and over again, a three-time White Lightning champion, two-time REWF Triple Crown champion, Saturday Night champion, the REWF Superstars champion. He is currently the Anything Goes champion, and he just completed a reign as the REWF national champion that lasted 210 days, which is right up there just under the record. Has he held the most titles? No. But he tends to win and hold on to them for long stretches of time. A lengthy reign champion, he took on the self-appointed title of King, and in many ways lived up to it in word and in action. Often when I think of wrestlers in a Hall of Fame, I think of completed careers. They've done it all, and they're moving on to other things. Inducting Chris Cage, I think of impressive accomplishments in a relatively short period of time, and I think of all the future must hold for him and for us to see. It's my honor and privilege to induct my close friend to the REWF Hall of Fame, the unsettled Chris Cage. Congratulations, Chris. I'm so proud of you, brother. And I know there's so much more to come. Mark my words.
All right. Well, Chris Cage is not here live on air to accept his Hall of Fame induction. He shall be doing so in the REWF Hall of Fame scene, which I have posted the link to. Eventually, he will be doing that. But his plaque is officially up in the Hall of Fame scene and will be up in the official Hall of Fame momentarily. So with that being said, congratulations to the unsettled Chris Cage, the newest member of the REWF Hall of Fame, which leaves us with just one last one here later in the program, Al Vacant. It's been a great ceremony thus far. Congratulations to Dees, Dungeons and Dragons, Maeve, and Chris Cage. One last one to go, and we will have that in just a little while. But first, it's now time to talk to Mr. RAWF. He's been with Jack John out in the feed and in the chat here. I'm sure he's got a lot to say here on air. Let's bring on.
Every line, broken every boundary. Now it's retribution time, 'cause the church that I went to, it ain't that holy. So strike me down, take me away, set to do, it's time to pay.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judgment is here, and Judge, good evening.
Hello, 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 hello.
Oh, hi.
Oh.
Hi, what's up? What's happening? What's happening? What's happening?
Okay, it's not good.
Jobu,
It's never good when he's just happy.
It's never good when he's just energetic.
Jobu, quick, look over there. Oh, that's 30 minutes. Oh, sorry. I'm on air right now, so I can't do it right now. Sorry, bud.
You know, Judge, last night here on After Hours, and let's talk about the match with Jobu first. You said you hope Jobu is actually around. I quote you on this.
I want him here. I hope he is.
Well, then why don't you just go ahead and start the match? He's here. We know he's here. Why don't you start the match if that's the case?
Would Batman just go after anybody right now? No. Would Superman fight anybody that has kryptonite right now? No. Would Would the Ultimate Warrior run down to the ring and shake the ropes one last time? No.
I mean, probably, actually.
Yeah, probably would, but no. See, we're in the middle of the Hall of Fame on this. Come on, let's stop and think about it. The most important night of REWF, you want me to leave this platform and go start a match? What? I mean, come on. Why would I start it right now during REWF, during the Hall of Fames and everything, when some of the biggest names are going into the Hall of Fame? Why would I do that right now? Stop and think about it. I would do it after it, right?
I mean
you should know that.
I mean, I can't argue with that.
See, you want me to start a match right now and get all sweaty and I have your gifts tonight? I mean, have we not given feed to him yet? I mean, come on. Think about it.
You say you have these gifts for us, and I know what that means. And when you say for us, who are we talking about?
Tonight I have some gifts for people.
Okay.
The first one goes, like many huge successful ladies, Maeve and this group is a classic tale of talent, struggle, perseverance, adversity, and triumph. This band has been the front by two sisters. And just like Maeve, they're a classy bunch. So Maeve, it is my honor to give to you this bass guitar and a pair of sunglasses from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame from the duo Heart.
Okay.
For Dungeons and Dragons. I can only get one thing because, you know, I don't want to be greedy. So I decided to do something for Paragon. So Paragon, on behalf of myself, you, sir, are a staple of Purpleism. Your drive is beyond like any other. When I watch you wrestle, it's like listening to this guy play his bass guitar over and over on anything. So Paragon, on behalf of myself and the people makers of Spermicide, I present you Prince's purple bass guitar. And I have L. Vacant, I have you something too, man. Because you, L. Vacant, are a staple of excellence. You, sir, have been at the forefront of everything. You have won every title there is. You put your heart and soul and blood and tears into everything you do. Just like this person. This person was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and I went and I talked to him, and I said, I got to have this. When I saw it, I said, I got to have it. I said to myself, self, I got to have it. Because this person does just as you. He does what he does, and he does it well. And he does it because he can. So on behalf of myself, I present to you Quincy Jones's signature glasses and cigar. Amadeus, I haven't forgotten about you, but I'm going to skip you for a moment because this next one goes to Unstoppabot. Unstoppabot, you turned the tag team upside down. You turned the tag team to the tag team that it is today. You made the tag team a tag team that everybody in Unstoppable wants to be part of. And I thought to myself, self, how can I get something for Unstoppabot? Something that makes Unstoppabot click. Something that makes Unstoppabot. So on behalf of myself and Spermicide Unstoppabot, I have got you the turnstile as you walk in that counts the people, because that's all you do is you count how many times you're gonna. You're just amazing. We can't count how many times you're amazing, but you can. Now all you have to do is just click it, just turn and click it every time you think about us. And last but not least, Amadeus, I had to get you something, buddy. And I looked high and low through the Hall of Fame to try to figure out exactly what can I do. What can I get, Amadeus, that's not been gotten? And then I saw it. This person, Amadeus, cares more about their hair than you do. You actually, Amadeus, get... You, Amadeus, get you know, Amadeus get this person, there's no words to describe how this person loves their hair just like you do. So for your gift, Amadeus, I got you Little Richard's sunglasses and his piano. Well, the piano in, people. Park it right here. Little Richard's piano. I know, words cannot express the gratitude that you want to give me. Thank you. The words cannot express it. The words cannot express it. And I know you do.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Good golly, yes, Miss Molly. Would have been exactly what I was looking for. But then I said to myself, self, because I call myself self, I said, self, there's one last person that needs a gift. This would not be a rediversary without the rediversary giving a gift. And that one goes straight to my friend, the immortal Griffith. Now, Griffith, I know you're going to be busy tonight, but I feel like this group is going to be something that is going to be perfect for you, sir. This group of talented individuals is right up your alley. And I have got for you Justin Timberlake's jacket from NSYNC. You can wear it to the ring with pride and listen to their music. Congratulations. This is a gift from me to all of you guys, because y'all mean so much to me. And Joe Boo, look over there. The match has started. No, I'm just kidding. It ain't started yet.
Judge, thank you.
Yes, sir, it is.
Thank you, sir. I'm sure we all appreciate. We all appreciate the gifts you gave us tonight.
And see, here's the good thing about it. There's a new thing called a 3D printer. Yeah.
Yeah.
A 3D printer. So what I did, I said to myself, self, because I call myself self, I said self, I can't let my fingerprints get on any of this stuff this year. So I took my good pal, and that's probably why he's not here right now, Christopher Cage's hand, and made a 3D image of it. And I used his prints are all on this.
I just admitted that I did that.
We're going to skip that, ladies and gentlemen. We don't want to talk about that right now.
Judge, I think you better run. I think I hear sirens.
Well, I don't think so. It's not yet.
All right. Well, Judge, good luck to you against Joe Boo.
Put it on. Play the piano.
No, that's all right. I'm not touching that. Mm-mm. Nope.
Wait, put your glass here. Evan, you want to light your cigar?
Nah, I'm good.
Paragon, you want to play your purple bass guitar?
No. All right. So, Judge, thank you very much. Yes. Good luck to you. One quick thing, though. RAWF, and over the course of 9 years, I mentioned this last night to you, you have been a stalwart. You have been a huge source of entertainment in RAWF. You have been one of the staples that have made RAWF what it is today, including here on air, where you have had a lot of great moments here on air, including a lot of commercials that you've created. So let's take a listen to some of those commercials that you've made here on the radio over the last few years.
How it feels to chew 5 gum.
Does that taste different?
Stimulate your senses.
From the makers of Cheerios, we introduce a new breakfast cereal, Spermicide and Placenta. Some things are just made for each other. For a taste you can fall in love with again and again. Spermicide and Placenta.
Hey, Bongos, Raven Bongos, Scooby Bongos,
Hey, 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 play that now. Ubi bongos, ubi bongos. Hey, 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 Raven likes it when you play them. Ubi bongos, ubi bongos, ubi bongos. Yes, she does. Everybody, come and play them. Get them happy. Now do it. Hey, hey, hey. Ubi bongos, ubi bongos, ubi bongos, come and play them right now.
Paragon brings you the joys of Turkey Day. Friends and family drop by Paragon's, and Paragon sticks a juicy turkey leg in their mouth every Thanksgiving to celebrate. So if you want to go have a turkey day, go by Paragon's for some delicious turkey balls. From the makers, turkey balls, gobble, gobble, gobble.
Promotional consideration paid for by...
If you feel tired, if you feel drawn out, if you feel like you don't can't get your morning going, you need to take a big dose that is Vagina Veggie Vegemite. Vagina Veggie Vegemite is made from vagina juice. Vagina Veggie Vegemite comes in many flavors. You can add chocolate to it, or you can add vanilla to it, or as the big and sexy purple man likes it, with pickles. Enjoy the Vagina Veggie Pickle Vegemite. Good night.
When you wake up on holidays, is your hair a mess? Do the kids run down to see what Santa had and they have their hair sticking up like alfalfa? Well, never fear. From the creator of Spermicide, we introduce the new Spermicide hair products. Yes, we have shampoo, conditioner, cleanser, gel, mousse, sticky putty. Just simply squirt a badge out in your hand and rub it through your kid's hair. Rub it through your hair. Rub it through your wife's hair. But then when you wake up in the morning, your hair will be, that so fresh sperm smell. Who doesn't like sperm with eggnog? Come on. Matter of fact, I think I know someone who is going, Shifty, would you mind passing this out or giving it to someone?
I know just a person. Hang
right.
on just a second.
All right. Well, Shifty,
I'm
go.
I'm certainly glad I kept the key to his office.
Whose office, Shifty?
You'll see.
Shifty, that's... Oh, this is the perfect person for the spermicide.
Yeah, I've got the key right here. Now, let me just sneak in. Okay, he keeps it in his...
Wow, look at this office.
Here. Yeah, this is a very nice office, you know, considering the Jukebox International guy or whatever. Hang on, I know where he keeps his hair product. He's got a lot of security, so be very quiet, Judge. Okay, very, very quiet.
Right.
All right. Let's see here. And I know the combination to the safe, too. Okay, see, here it is. Do you see it?
Okay.
It's the Jukebox International. Do you see that?
Yeah,
Jukebox
I see that.
International shampoo.
Okay.
It's a special brand for Amadeus. It comes from the island of Tonga. You know, because, you know, the Tonga kid had such great hair, you know, in that one wrestling movie. And Amadeus got obsessed with it. So, you know.
So that explains the Tonga posters all around.
Well, yeah. Well, he loves the Isle of Tonga. Seriously.
Ooh, candy.
I think the Usos are his favorite wrestlers now too. Let me see here. Okay, here we go. Let me just reach out to grab that very gently. Got to do it like the Raiders of the Lost Ark. Give me
okay.
the bag. Give me the
right,
bag.
Here, Shifty, okay, be careful.
Okay, switch out.
God damn it, Shifty! I said not to touch my golden hair.
No.
Run.
No.
Spermicide Handgel. If you want to, your hair to be Amadeus style.
50.
Trip down memory lane with Judgment, Jay Esquire, one of the fixtures here in RAWF. I'd forgotten about that last one, Awaken.
I don't think I've ever heard that last one.
All right,
why,
so.
Why do you have the combination to your safe? That's what I want to know.
That was years ago. Besides, they blew it up. Did you not hear the explosion?
I mean, I did hear the explosion. I just...
At any rate, ladies and gentlemen, our next guest, he went into the Hall of Fame for the second time last night. Tonight, he has a chance at winning the RAWF, the heart and soul of RAWF. He just has to get past fellow RAWF Hall of Famer, Mithras the Title Machine, to do so. Please welcome.
Recognize that I am not alive. I survive. I'm the fans in the hour class of time. I'm the chalk line, outline. Everything is mine. From the red to the earth to the shadows far behind. I'm the stars in the sky and I shine so bright. I'm eternal. I'm the reason that the day turns night. I'm the water and the sun. I'm the bullet in your gun. I'm the finger on the trigger and I'm about to blast one. I ain't never give a shit on the bitches. Better recognize the damn motherfucker on the block. And I'm baptized in blood of the fallen. G, go ahead, your family slam. Fuck around, beat it that hologram. Big dog way off the counter. Don't bother with the cake. Can't keep me like the way I need my face. Going 6 feet deep, where the dead man sleeps. With the rat that creep in my flesh. And the mega still sleep by the open wounds. Stress like a mega.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is the Paragon of Greatness. Good evening, Paragon.
A great evening, Amadeus. It is Rat-iversary. It is a one of the best times of the year to be part of RAWF. We celebrate the history of this company, all of the fans around the world getting to enjoy all of these classic moments, these great clips. Everybody is at a fever pitch of excitement because of the pay-per-view going on right now, the Hall of Fame, everything all together. It is the perfect embodiment of what it feels like to be a part of RAWF.
And I can tell you're extremely excited, especially considering what you and I are about to do here in just a little while, and that's induct the final member of the RAWF Hall of Fame, Unstoppabot, into the Hall of Fame. But that's, we got a few minutes before we do that. Let's first talk about your big match with Mithras tonight. What are your final thoughts right before this monumental matchup?
You know, last night I was talking about how this is redemption for me. This is the moment that I need in order to prove to not just the fans, but to myself that my story hasn't reached the decline. But one of the things that you have to keep in mind when you have a match with somebody, especially like Mithras, especially for the Platinum Dragon Championship, and especially on such a huge night like Rat-iversary, is that you can't live on past accomplishments, you can't remember your victories, and you can't remember your losses. When you go into a match like this, you have to be present in the moment, you have to know what you're doing, and you have to have your head on straight. There are maybe zero people more difficult to beat than Mithras the Title Machine, and that's saying a lot. There's at best one person more difficult in that ring to challenge for a championship than Mithras the Title Machine. And to go into that match on this night after earning a second RAWF Hall of Fame ring, after everything that shook out after Immortal, after declaring that my story is starting again and it is time once more for the Paragon of Greatness to be what he claims to be, there's a lot of pressure. But the thing is, every single week, I see the fans out there wearing their turquoise masks, holding up signs that say, "We believe." And the thing is, I've always believed in our RAWF fans. I've always given 110%. I've left my blood, sweat, and tears out there. Literally, at Immortal, I left my heart out there in the ring. I don't know how they can believe in me if I don't also believe in me. Because I've always believed in them, and it's time that I start believing in myself again. Mithras the Title Machine is a friend of mine. Mithras the Title Machine is somebody I respect a great deal. But most importantly tonight, Mithras the Title Machine is my opponent and last roadblock on the road to becoming the Paragon again.
Well, it is definitely a monumental matchup on one of the biggest nights of RAWF. It's 9-year anniversary. And Paragon, if anybody can do it, it is certainly you. I wish you good luck, sir.
Thank you.
So are you ready to do this then? You know what we've got to do?
I've been ready for a couple of years now, L.A.
I'm sure you have. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time. Ladies and gentlemen, when I first acquired Unstoppabot in early 2013, before RAWF even came into being, it was meant to be purely for entertainment purposes only. But after a couple of years, Unstoppabot received a huge personality upgrade that enabled it to handle certain responsibilities. It began to function as security, keeping an eye on things in RAWF, and bringing any red flags to my attention whenever necessary. It also started handling HR issues in some situations where I was unable to. Using its infallible logic to help iron things out behind the scenes, as time went on, Unstoppabot became so much more.
Moving from behind the scenes to a more visible role, Unstoppabot, in addition to the security and HR responsibilities, took on a position as a GM for the highly vaunted tag team division of RAWF. It took a once great division that was at the time going through a rough phase and turned it around into the most competitive and active tag team division possibly in the history of Unstoppable. Adding its signature unbreakable logic and firm yet fair manner of handling business, Unstoppabot managed to corral the wild personalities and rowdy locker room to reshape the basic guideline structure and even the process by which the division was handled. But to focus solely on the visible aspect of what Unstoppabot has achieved would be to undersell by a mile.
Because Unstoppabot means a whole lot more to RAWF than most of you, well, all of you, to be honest, will ever know. Unstoppabot is a gigantic fountain of solid advice, logical planning, and brilliant ideas, all of which have helped shape and keep RAWF a great company to be in and to own. I've lost count a long time ago how many times Unstoppabot prevented a disaster in the making or offered an alternative way of handling a problem or handled the problem itself in that firm yet fair manner that Paragon just spoke of. RAWF is a much better company for everyone because of Unstoppabot. And I can say without a doubt that Unstoppabot has made me a better owner in every aspect. Even when I'm at my most stubborn, Unstoppabot is there with that infallible logic that we humans cannot argue with. And while I might get frustrated from time to time wanting to believe that logic flawed, the results are always the same. Unstoppabot is a wise robot, and RAWF is lucky to have it.
Unstoppabot has gone above and beyond in every aspect of company aid from top to bottom, and to say that there would be no RAWF without Unstoppabot would be no exaggeration. A constant source of valuable advice as well as problem solving, Unstoppabot became the go-to entity whenever there was an obstacle that seemed impassable. With its signature matter-of-fact delivery and always level-headed approach, Unstoppabot is a valuable asset to everybody within the RAWF universe, from roster to staff. UnstoppableBot is quick to deliver an honest and non-biased verdict in every given situation. The ability to see through nonsense and always find the best approach for whatever the situation that calls is what made UnstoppableBot an enduring and reliable fixture in the halls of RAWF, and is what will continue to make it such, likely until the day that RAWF is no more.
And with that, it is with great pleasure that Paragon and I induct into the RAWF Hall of Fame the incomparable UnstoppableBot.
I am honored. I'd like to say this is one of the best companies in the world. And is one of the best because of you. The best wrestlers in the business. The greatest GMs. And of course Lord Amadeus. And it's especially an honor to be included in the same Hall of Fame class as the tag team Dungeons and Dragons. These, Chris Cage, and Maeve. Thank you.
And there it goes. UnstoppableBot, ladies and gentlemen, the last member of the class of 2022 RAWF Hall of Fame. Right to the point, as Paragon said, and you would not expect anything else from UnstoppableBot. All right, so congratulations to the entire class of 2022 of the RAWF Hall of Fame. Hopefully that picture comes up because, all right, it should. All right, that one has been posted. There it is in the RAWF induction scene. Congratulations to all of you. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, he is participating in the first ever Rock and Roll Carnival Tag Team Match. Along with his partner, Mark Caliber, they are squaring off with the Feral Beast, the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, and the beast here is...
Yeah, here we go for the 100th time. Hand grenade pins in every line. Throw them up and let some shine. Going out of my fucking mind. Filthy mouth, no excuse. Find a new place to hang this noose. String me up from atop these roofs. Tie it tight so I won't get loose. Truth is you can stop and stare. Run myself out and no one cares. Dug the trench out, lay down there with a shovel up out of reach somewhere. Yeah, someone pour it in. Make it a dirt dance floor again. Say your prayers and stop it out when they bring that chorus in.
I bleed it out, digging deeper just to throw it away.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is Aaron McFadden. Good evening, Aaron.
Good evening, Lord Amadeus. But first, I do have a bit of an apology to towards you. My outburst a couple of weeks ago was just my frustration boiling over because of people not taking me seriously. And now it's the rise of the insane scholar, Aaron McFadden.
Oh, Aaron, it is what it is. You know, you had it was quite the eardrum burster that you did a couple weeks ago, but it's all good. So talk to me about this Rock and Roll Carnival tag team match you're taking on the Feral Beasts, who are former tag team champions here in RAWF. Tell me exactly why you and Mark wanted this match.
What's the match? Like, we wanted this match to innovate, to entertain, to think outside the box, to have fun, and yet to just let loose and just let it go.
Oh, that's certainly one way of doing it, I imagine. With that being said, any, you know, you've been, I don't know how long you've been in RAWF, but we've been open 9 years. What's your favorite memory thus far in your RAWF career?
I think I was there in RAWF, like, for a brief, like a month back in like 2015 or something, and then I left, and I came back 3 years later. And the first, my first back year in 2018, I didn't really do a whole lot until 2019.
Wow, you've been in it longer than I remember, but yep. Yeah, you've been in quite a while.
But I wasn't doing anything. I was just, like, going through the motions the first year.
True, true. It's only been over the last few months that you've started making your presence felt strongly. And, you know, I'm looking to see what the next year brings Aaron McFadden, because it seems like you and Mark Caliber, the Insane What Society? The insane
Dark Heart Society, and going back to the first year, I was doing dealings with like game issues, which I couldn't really focus. I was in a transition, an out of game transition. But now, now my focus is on RAWF, 110%, maybe even 300%, and it's true. It's And you're definitely seeing it.
Indeed. Indeed, Aaron. So I want to give you this quick advice before I move on, because our time is limited here. Keep doing what you're doing, because I like what I've been seeing from you, all right?
And you said about my favorite moment in RAWF.
Uh-huh.
You have to go back to last year, the start of this, when I battled Hot Shot Chaz. Back in last year's public aggression, it was the start of this rolling the ball rolling to what I am now.
Yeah, it did. It actually did. That did start you on a pretty good run, Aaron. So keep up the good work, and I look forward to seeing what you do here in the future in RAWF, all right?
Yes, and if you need any example of the determination I'm starting, just look at the beating I'm putting on Prince. So I'll leave you, if you want to end with that, just see that match, and good night.
All right, good night, Aaron, and yes, Aaron McFadden, up against Prince tonight in singles competition, and he seems to be doing pretty well. So good luck, Aaron. We'll see what happens with him in the next year. Next up, she is an RAWF Hall of Famer in her own right. She is one of the two people facing Aaron McFadden in that tag team match along with Beast. Please welcome.
Oh, my God. What is that? What is that?
I'm the bad guy. Duh. I'm the bad guy.
stuff.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the First Lady of Anarchy, the Cougar, to the program. Cougs, good evening.
Hello, L.A.
Did you just say hi to Vacant?
Oh. I was waiting for him to say, oh, hi, so I could say, oh.
Well, Cougs, first of all, congratulations. It is, I believe, your two-year anniversary, correct? Married.
That is correct.
With Nightcrawler. And of course, that also happened the same weekend that you went into the RWF Hall of Fame. So a two-year anniversary is certain double the reason to celebrate. So, first of all, facing Starlight tonight at Radiversary in singles competition, one of your tougher opponents, I believe. I don't think you were too pleased when you found out you were facing Starlight.
Not really, because I could have, you know, enjoyed a easy match for a change. I mean, you're just challenging me so much right now.
Isn't that what you're supposed to do for your people? I mean, it's a good. She's definitely tough. She's been proving that over the last few months. So, you deserve a tough challenge. You can do it. You're the Cougar.
And last month it wasn't tough enough?
Who was it last month?
I'm crushed. I had two mountains to climb.
Oh, right. Yes, that was tough. You're right. I take that back. So that you have a little easier this month then. You should be happy. How can I need to get out of this somehow. But
you're not going to be able to.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Oh shoot! So Cougs, I know you've been here for most of the 9 years. There was some periods of time when you weren't around, but you, for the most part, have been a part of RAWF for almost the entire 9 years. What's your favorite memory of RAWF?
Philadelphia Freedom 1915. I'm sorry,
2015. 1950. Wait, what?
Yeah, no, I'm very graceful for my age.
Philadelphia Freedom 2015. Let me bring that up. I'm curious to see why you remember that. Let's take a look. Philadelphia Freedom 2015. I think that was the second ever Philadelphia. No, yeah, second ever Philadelphia Freedom. 2015, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Ah, well, that would explain
mm-hmm.
it. Defending the Estrogen Championship that night against your daughter, Abigail.
And she almost won.
And she almost beat you for that Estrogen title that night. But it was a tremendous victory for you. Why is that your favorite of all those times?
It's the only time we fought at a pay-per-view.
Really? The only time you two fought each other at a pay-per-view was that night at Philadelphia
mm-hmm.
Freedom. Wow. That is something else. And, yeah, that was a while back. I'll tell you, it was a hell of a fight, too. She gave you everything she had. She gave you everything she had, but it wasn't quite enough. But
And I also believe that the night before was her first and only radio appearance.
You're right. Oh my gosh, I'll have to go back and listen to that. I forgot that she'd ever come on. It's always hard to remember someone who only shows up once, you know. But yeah, you're right. Now that you mention it, I may have to go back and listen to that just for old times' sakes.
For
giggles, because I'm sure it was funny. She had a very
yes,
fun. She had an awesome personality, no doubt about it, as well as very talented.
And a lot of liquor.
Oh goodness. So that's your fondest memory, and that's a good one. Certainly a good one. Speaking of Philadelphia Freedom Cougs, if you don't mind, it will come to us live from Lincoln Financial Field on July 3rd. And Philadelphia Freedom is the oldest pay-per-view in RAWF, so it's going to be, I think, the 8th or 9th Philadelphia Freedom we've ever had. It should be interesting to go back and look into the archives. So many things have happened at Philadelphia Freedom, but we'll talk about that next month. But for sure, Cougs, I want to tell you, and I want to tell this to all the GMs, you've all done a tremendous job in RAWF. This goes out to all the GMs, not just Cougs, but I do appreciate each and every GM that has worked so hard to help make RAWF what it is today. And thank you so much for putting the work in to help make RAWF one of the best companies in all of Unstoppable. And that certainly counts you in there, Cougs, because you've been doing an awesome job as high voltage and anything goes GM. And speaking of which, I announced earlier that Liam O'Shaughnessy won the Anything Goes event and is challenging the unsettled Chris Cage. Any comments about that match and who you think will win?
Well, considering Mr. Cage chose a Hell in a Cell match, I'm kind of leaning towards him because he likes to be in cages, it seems.
Okay. Well, we shall see. The unsettled Chris Cage taking on Liam O'Shaughnessy in a Hell in a Cell for the Anything Goes Championship tonight at Radiversary. All right. Cougs, anything else? Anything you wanted to talk about real quick before I let you go?
I just want to let everybody know that Season 2 for Anything Goes and Season 5 of High Voltage are both in sign-up phase, and they will both stop or close on June 4th.
Thank you, Cougs. And that reminds me of a note from Unstoppabot. The tag team sign-ups will end after this show goes off the air. So if you haven't gotten in there to sign or confirm your tag team in the tag team scene, you need to do so pretty dang quick. Just saying. All right. Thank you, Cougs. Next up. Let's see here. Oh, wait a minute. We have a result from tonight's Radiversary card, and it involves my co-host, El Vacant, victorious over RAWF Hall of Famer and the chairman of the board, the Razor. El Vacant, congratulations, sir.
Gracias, gracias. Sí.
Tell me, how was it? Talk to me about how tough, what kind of match was it? Did you win easily, or did the Razor give you a run for your money?
No, it was a very tough match. In fact, I was pretty far behind. I got to tell you, I always chalk up all the, superstitions a lot of the wrestlers have up as nonsense. But, I got to tell you, I was a little busy. I wasn't thinking, instead of doing what my plan was, I kind of got out there and got to the match quickly and sort of forgot that Dave was going to bring me out to the ring. I feel bad about that for more reasons than one, because I wanted to see what she was going to do. But but besides that, so she came out to kind of scold me about it. And the moment she got to ringside, like, he couldn't put two moves together. It was like, so he's right. She's his kryptonite. It's 100% true.
Oh, no.
Like, he was kicking my 7-foot ass, like, just all over the ring. And then, kapoof.
Well, congratulations, El Vacant, on your tremendous victory at Radiversary. You feel like you can get in the ring more often now.
I mean, I tell you, I want matches all the time. And you're all like, no, it's okay. You don't need matches. And then you randomly surprise me with them every so often and don't tell me.
Well, how about this? If you'd like, and you don't have to, doesn't have to be an ongoing thing, but for one rankings period, would you like to be put into the active status and see what happens?
Sure, why not?
All right. And, of course, the new rankings period does start this Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen. So the round robins We'll the first round robin of the period will drop on Wednesday, the first match of the ranking spirit. All right, El Vacant, we're going to see what you're actually made of here, buddy.
Mostly, you know, muscles and hair, mostly.
Well, we'll see if that gets you through a ranking spirit. All right. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, he is challenging Judgment for the Champions Choice Championship. Will he be around when Judgment rings the bell? Let's talk to... Gentlemen, he is from Necessary Evil. He is Joe Boo. Joe Boo, good evening, sir.
Well, it's definitely some kind of evening. I'm stuck here in the mecca of Midwestern mediocrity, Ohio. Ugh, go Blue. Ugh.
Not a fan?
No. It smells like weird chili on spaghetti here all the time.
Well, Joe Boo, as you know, you are – so what is your strategy for knowing when Judgment hits – rings the bell on that match? Because you go – it's a 30-minute time limit. So you basically have a very small window that you have to be on when that match starts to be able to get to the ring to even compete in the match. What's your strategy for doing that? Are you going to drink a lot of energy drinks? Or are you going to – sleep under the ring and listen for the what's your plan here?
Well, if I sleep under the ring, El Vega's going to be homeless, so I can't stay there. So I have a network of associates keeping an eye on if Chicken Boy ever decides to ring the bell. I have zero doubt in my mind that I'm going to miss that match. Zero doubt. Judgment knows this. I've told him for weeks on weeks that he should have picked something far better to his strengths than just trying to catch me sleeping.
Well, I mean, you know, there's got to be times when there's got to be some sort of window there somewhere. But, I mean, is he smart enough to figure it out is actually the question. But, I mean, this is an extremely different situation than we've ever had for that Champions Choice Championship. And... if you do make it to the ring against Judgment, I'm assuming you're pretty confident that you'll win that Champions Choice Championship.
It's going to be another repeat of every match I've ever had against Judgment in RAWS. It's going to be a blowout. The Candy Cane Battle Royale was a blowout. The Superstars match we had was a blowout. Judgment and I have fought against each other for a decade or more, which we know each other too well. He knows when I'm around, I know when he's around. I don't know why he picked me first. I guess he enjoys being a transitional champion. So you'll have to ask him that next week.
Well, we will see. We'll see what happens. He has exactly a week to ring the bell for that Champions Choice Championship match. We will see what happens. I look forward to it. I hope someone lets me know when that happens as well, just so I can be there to see if you show up or not.
Hoping he'd have the stones to do it on air so we could get that fine, fine live commentary that this program offers. But,
No, and, you know, to tell the truth, he thinks he can beat you even if you do show up. So I don't understand why he wouldn't just do that. But it's judgment. I gave up a long time ago trying to understand judgment logic. So
I'm going to back you up. You answered your own question by the next thing you said. I don't know why he does this. It's judgment. That was your answer.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, but, that's it.
We can get him next week, like I said.
I'd like
to be the first one to welcome El Bacon into the rankings period on Superstars.
Well, thank you very much.
You are a direct competitor to Chic Shack with your little taco truck, and I don't think we appreciate you working our side of the street anymore.
Well, I mean, technically, I will point out that I was here first. He built Chic Shack to kind of compete with me intentionally.
I am not interested in the minutiae and small details. The moral of the story
Fair enough.
Well, now.
I mean, I'm just going to say that, you know, I've been tracking, and the number of people who have got food poisoning at my trucks and the number of people who have got food poisoning at his shack are vastly different, and my number is small. That's all I'm going to say.
Yes, but we've never had the health department called on us. And I have seen at least two agents out of your truck in the last
That's because
he keeps
calling the health department on us. We pass every time they show up, though.
Those reports are anonymous. I'm not sure why you would make that such an egregious accusation with no proof.
Because, again, what are you going to sue me? I'll make another one. I'll make another egregious statement. Claymore also goes around and starts licking my tires at night because he's bored. See, I can say all kinds of things.
I'm pretty sure that was Hobo wearing Claymore's mask while he was in the shower a few weeks ago, right before he defecated
in it. No, actually, you might have a valid point there.
Yeah.
And now that you say that out loud, that actually seems more likely.
Yeah.
Well, at any rate, Jobu, I wish you good luck against Judgment. We'll see what happens. I also wish you good – I think you have a regular rankings match tonight as well, because that Champion's Choice Champion –
Against Fishy Fishy.
Against
Killa
Hall of Famer, Killa Neptune. And you are – and right now, as of last night, you were third in the rankings. So that's actually probably going to be a pretty huge match for you. So I wish you good luck against Killer Neptune tonight as well.
I very much appreciate it. I need the help.
So with that being said, Jobu, thank you for joining us tonight, and good luck against Judgment.
Did I get an answer from Bacon on my challenge, or is he going to make me wait like Judgment?
Oh, was there a challenge?
Yeah, I didn't hear it.
That was a legitimate challenge for Superstars.
Oh.
Oh, you want to fight? Sure. Why not? Sure.
Outstanding.
All right. Next week on Superstars, Jobu will take on El Vacant in his first official rankings match on a Superstars in his RAWF career. This ought to be interesting.
He wasn't just welcoming me to the division. He wanted to personally welcome me to the division. I see. Okay, get it.
I gotcha. All right. It's signed, sealed, and delivered then. That will happen next week on Superstars from Pittsburgh. All right. Let's see here, ladies and gentlemen. Before we bring on our World Heavyweight Champion, I want to give everyone a quick update on the Xantha the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament. We are in round three. However, most matches in round three are over, at least some of them are. Let's take a look. Melatonin has beaten AF James to move into round four. Bad Karma has beaten Big F and Hitman to go on to round four. Jobu, if you're still here, congratulations and thank you for beating Crypto Zoo Mahler and moving on to round four. Did I say that out loud?
You're welcome.
No.
You're welcome, but I got a bone to pick with the match scheduler in that tournament. You see who I'm facing in round four?
Well,
go to the quarterfinals?
You know, sometimes that happens, you know, when you have a lot of, like in the NCAA tournament, sometimes when you have a bunch of Big Ten teams, they have to face each other in the Sweet 16. So you're just going to have to suck it up and do what you do best. Take on Claymore in the next round, who Claymore defeating Ricky Pretty Girl Hot Rock. So I'm actually thanking two members of Necessary Evil tonight. Thank you, Jobu and Claymore. Starshot
serve the community.
Starshot defeated Black Widow Ecstasy. The Cougar defeated Papa Shaker. Marcus Conan defeated the Mystic Soldier. Right now, we have Blake Bradley take on Denzel the Giant. The winner will move on to round four. Tigress defeated Little Guy. That's a pretty big win. Little Guy is always tough in tournament action. Honey Apples defeated Maeve O'Hare. Basic Jan defeated El Beaver. We have The Undertaker taking on Mega Leopardus. One of a Kind Rob Van Dam taking on Prince. Sassy Applebee's defeated Strangleheart to move on to round four. We have Sadat Moradil taking on the Queen of Sexiness. And Simply the Best taking on Johnny Blaze. So that's your Xanthar the Platinum Dragon Memorial Tournament update, ladies and gentlemen. That's moving pretty quick. Not bad for a month's time. We're into round three. All right. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time to welcome in our World Heavyweight Champion, as well as our Triple Crown Ultimate Gauntlet and Supreme Fighter Champion. He's only defending three of those four titles tonight. However, let's see what kind of mindset this man is in. Tonight, three title defenses for the immortal Griffith. Good evening, Griffith.
Is it now? A good evening.
So, you heard our discussion earlier, Vacant and
I. Did.
And I'm sure you have an opinion on it. Would you like to regale us?
I mean, look, normally I come in here all full of piss and vinegar telling Taco Man over here, you know, to stay in his place, explaining how, you know, I'm the 8-time world champion, blah, 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 blah. But, you know, here's the thing. I got to kind of admit, he's right. I have been coasting. You know, I've been having a hard time finding that drive. I'm having a hard time finding that next goal to shoot for. I mean, you know, it's, you know, trying to beat as opposed to just tie the number of defenses. I mean, that's a huge goal. That's a really long-term thing. Well, I mean, not necessarily for me, but in general terms, it's a long-term thing. And I'm just not sure I want to do that again. You know, it's trying to repeat. It's trying to, you know, I don't like to repeat myself. You know, I've already got two Hall of Fame rings. It's not like I'm likely to get a third. I mean, I guess I could start a tag team and do enough work in that tag team to get a third ring. I mean, I already know who that partner would be. And, I mean, it would happen in the long run. But again, it's not, you know, it's not really a goal. So, yeah, I can't really argue with the big guy. You know, he's right. I've been coasting. There are reasons for it. I'm a little burnt out. And, you know, I'm not saying I'm going to go in there and, you know, just lay down. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm going to go in there and fight. It's what I do. Now, me on my bad day is better than 90% of these other people on their best day, so I'll probably still win most of my matches, but, you know, we'll see.
Well, and as I mentioned to El Vacant, I think, I mean, not that you're going to be complacent in either, any of those matches, and not that I would think you would, you know, hold back on Strangleheart or Nox Boogie or Starshot, but I think if there's, as far as motivation and as far as, you know, animosity, the match with Claymore, that one's going to fire you up just a bit, little bit more than the other two. Am I wrong about that?
I mean, probably. You're right. I don't really like him. But, you know, look, hey, I kind of proved my point with him last month. So that, you know, a lot of that got taken out of the sales, as it were. He earned this shot. Good for him. You know, I think it's funny that, you know, he clearly expects to lose because he immediately, as soon as he earned the shot, immediately signed back up and then had his cronies jump in line after him so that he can pull another fast one. But, you know, whatever. We expect that from the necessary evil. So no one's stunned or shocked. You know, I threw him a curveball and jumped back into their line so that I could play spoiler if that all comes to fruition. You know, look, I just don't have anything to prove. There is nothing left for me to prove. And, you know, so I come out here and I face someone I don't really care for. I don't really like. He doesn't like me either, I'm sure. And, you know, yeah, am I going to have a good time punching him in that masked face of his? Absolutely. That's always a great time. But do I feel like I need to beat him to prove something or to do anything? Nah, it is what it is. How many times do I got to beat him, man? I mean,
well,
beating
him
again would be like, I don't know what, beating Sheik again? Like, how many times do I got to do it?
Right. I that's a good point. Very good point. All right. Well, in that case, I'll let you take over here. If you have anything to say to Nox Boogie, Starshot, or Strangleheart about your other two matches, the Triple Crown and the World Heavyweight Championship, any last thoughts for any of them, feel free.
Well, yeah, I said about what I have to say about the first match, so let's go on to Triple Crown. Look, you know, I got two guys in here. I got a new, young, hungry guy coming in, trying to prove something that makes him dangerous. You got Nox Boogie, a world champion, tag champion, Hall of Famer. You know, he's dangerous always. I don't know how hungry he is currently, but, you know, you never know. You can't ever sleep on him. You know, y'all think I'm out here, you know, talking doom and gloom. I'm just being realistic about what's going on. If you want to walk into that ring thinking that means I'm going to be a walk in the park, that would be a mistake for you. Yeah, good luck. May the best man win. I mean, that means it's probably going to be me, but, you know, one never knows. As for Strangleheart, look, I almost feel bad. I mean, almost, as much as I ever feel bad. But I almost feel bad because, you know, the guy's worked his ass off to get into this spotlight with, you know, one of the biggest names in this company. And he's doing it at a time where, I mean, I hate to say it, and it's no disrespect to him, but I don't care. You know, and I don't mean it disrespectful to the belt either. I care about the title. I care about the belt. I care about this company. I just don't care about fighting right now. Like I got other things on my plate, you know, in the business world and, you know, so Strangleheart, come out, fight your fight. It's probably your best chance to beat me.
Wow. This is something I haven't heard from you in a long time. So, well, I wish you good luck in all your matches tonight at Radiversary, and we will see what we see. Thank you, Griffith. Well, Vacant, any questions for Griffith?
Yeah, who are you, and what did you do with the ego guy? I mean, that's part of the problem, I guess. You all think I'm driven by ego, and I'm driven by this stuff, and I'm not. I'm driven to prove things to myself, mostly, and there's nothing left to prove. That has nothing to do with ego. Maybe someday y'all figure that out.
All right. The Immortal Griffith, ladies and gentlemen. This is not what I was expecting from him tonight, but we will see what happens at Radiversary tonight when he defends three championships against four different people. Well, L Vacant, it's getting about time to wrap things up. This is this show has been. It's been a night full of things. Been fun to deal with or not fun to deal with. It's been an interesting evening. And that wraps up 9 years of RAWF, ladies and gentlemen. We now begin our 10th year moving forward, starting with Philadelphia Freedom on July 3rd from Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia. That is our next destination. We celebrate America like no other company can in RAWF at Philadelphia Freedom. I want to take this minute to thank every single person that's ever been a part of RAWF, current, former, whether it was in year one or year nine or anything in between. I want to thank you all for your support, for enjoying RAWF, for being a part of it, and making it one of the best companies in WU. It has been a hell of a ride, and the ride continues at Philadelphia Freedom. For L Vacant, I am Lord Amadeus, and we bid you good night. Happy anniversary, RAWF.
Hasta la, bye-bye.